From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The leaders of Israel and the U.S. meet in Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are trying to find ways to cope with a toughening security environment in the Middle East. The two leaders have often had a fractious relationship, and their meeting was the first in more than a year. A Jordanian police officer killed four people Monday at a police training facility just outside the capital, Amman. The dead include two Americans, a South African, and two Jordanians. A number of people were wounded. Edward Uranian reports.
Monday's attack took place at the King Abdullah Special Operations Training Center in a suburb of Amman. The facility is used to train Iraqi and Palestinian security forces. Jordan's King Abdullah blasted the culprit behind Monday's attack. He says it was a cowardly attack, but many regional countries have also been hit by similar violence. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's political party has won the first seats in what is expected to be a landslide victory in Sunday's parliamentary elections. Election officials announced Monday that the National League for Democracy had won 12 lower house seats. The United Nations top diplomat in Somalia, Nicholas Kay, says the country is steadily transforming from a failed state to a recovering one. Kay addressed a special session of the UN Security Council on Somalia. He told the council that the transformation in Somalia is, in his words, well advanced. He said the country is moving away from the chaos that it has experienced for more than two decades. This is VOA News. Thousands of Russian tourists headed home from Egypt Monday aboard planes sent by the Russian government. The Russians had suspended all commercial flights to Egypt amid security concerns following the October 31st air crash that killed 224 people. The World Anti-Doping Agency has recommended that track and field's governing body suspend Russia from competition. The recommendation follows findings by the agency of a cover-up by Russia of positive blood doping tests. In a report released Monday, the agency said top Russian athletes, including track and field Olympians and winners of other prestigious events, have long participated in a systematic doping program that involves some of Russia's sports officials.
Doping – это не проблема России.
Russian Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko responded by saying doping is not just the problem of Russia and that his nation should not be singled out. But University of Essex sports research expert Chris Cooper says serious changes are needed in Russia's sports programs.
What you need to do is to try and develop systems and improve systems in order to catch people. And that requires the country involved to effect a change. And that's very clear from this report. Russia needs to change.
The report implicates athletes, coaches, trainers, doctors, and various Russian institutions, including the country's anti-doping agency and an accredited lab in Moscow that handled testing for the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. Russia has signed a contract to supply Iran with S-300 surface-to-air missile systems. An earlier contract was postponed in 2010 after the UN Security Council imposed sanctions on Iran. The S-300 surface-to-air missile system is capable of simultaneously hitting multiple targets, even at high altitude. Lawmakers in Spain's Catalonia region approved a measure Monday for a renewed effort to seek independence. A majority in the regional parliament backed the plan to launch a plan to launch an independence drive. They hope the process will lead to secession within 18 months, but
el gobierno que presido no va a permitir que esto continúe.
Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says he will not let the process continue. He promises to use all political and legal means to stop the push for Catalan independence. Candidates in Uganda's February presidential election officially began their campaigning Monday, while Human Rights Watch called for the government to ensure a level playing field for everyone. Eight candidates are running, including President Yoweri Museveni and opposition leader Kizza Besigye. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.